that's not dark, is it? It's not dark syrup?
Sorghum's the dark syrup. I love sorghum too.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay. Is sorghum heavier?
Uh-huh. Real heavy.
Okay. You might say you went to the store to buy a flour? Probably comes in one sack, but it'd be two
pounds of flour.
Okay. And what do you put in bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
Okay.
So what kind of bread you making?
What else do you put in?
If you're making light bread, you use yeast. Yeah. If you're making cornbread, you use baking powder or soda.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or biscuits either.
Silly dog. What is the difference between baking powder and baking soda? And why do you have to use both? I've always wondered that.
Well, I don't know. Soda is used, you don't use soda with sweet milk, you use it with buttermilk.
Mm.
Sour milk.
Yeah.
Too. Sweeten it, yet it is it makes it rise. I don't know what you call it. And the baking powder is you use that usually with sweet milk to as a leavening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I use both in my bread.
Yeah, I know a lot of people use both. Same
because recipe. The soda a lot of times won't make your biscuits rise, and cornbread it rises up nice and fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you use the baking powder. I got to wear the old baking powder they make now. It's got so much soda in it, you don't need to use any soda.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
What are the two inside parts of an egg called?
The white and the yolk.
Okay, and what color is the yolk?
It better be yellow. My part.
My dad doesn't like eggs that are real orangey. You know.
No, I don't want them too orangey, but I don't want them pale, too pale either.
Yeah, yeah. He likes his pale, and he wants them as pale as he can get them, and he keeps fussing at Mother. And she keeps saying, well, how am I supposed to know what they're going to be? You know, you go to the store, and you just get a thing of eggs, and you don't know what the middle's going to look like. I guess it just depends on what the chicken was fed.
I don't want to take up all the time, but
go ahead. In
Mexico, I was told last year they grow, burpee grows, they grow marigolds by the acres and acres. You know what they use it for? Chicken feed, to make the yolks of the eggs yellow.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. It's true. Friends of mine went down, they were down there, and they saw these acres, and they brought back pictures of them. They grow that to put in, and they ship it here to the United States to put in chicken feed to make the yolks yellow.
I never heard such a thing.
I never either till then, but yeah, it's true.
Well, that's interesting. I wonder if they'd just be real light if they didn't do that.
Well, you see, most chickens and these. Layers are caged.
Yeah.
They cannot get out to get any green stuff, any chlorophyll.
Yeah.
In their food. They've got to put something in there.
Oh.
Like alfalfa and maybe the marigolds to color.
Uh-huh.
And the alfalfa, you know, is for the chlorophyll.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas if you have chickens running on, say, pasture, they're not confined, they get green grass and bugs and leaves and everything that's green, well, that colors the egg. I can buy eggs from the country, and a lot of times I get the yolks in the spring will be so gold you think, well, I don't want to eat that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're used to eating those old pale eggs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, that's the difference.
Yeah, have you ever noticed that they taste stronger too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have sometimes they have a different, a stronger taste.
Do you ever eat banty hen eggs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like those. They taste good.
My brother brought me in.